good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always consciously caring to remind you that you are already so absolutely blessed with each and every breath you take, with every step that you make, with every beat of your heart, that there's no situations and circumstances that constitute your blessedness. Your blessedness is by virtue of your being a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is all there is. And there's nowhere where it is not. It fills all spaces. It can never be absent. It is all pervasive. And we're in a now moment that requires us to be ever mindful of dwelling in its presence, as points of its presence, and coming to that place and space where you don't mind being fully exemplary, self-representing, vivid in your self-expression as this point of it. Being in a place and space where everything is topsy-turvy in the sense that we have a world conquering rampage that has the intention to divide and conquer, where that which has no substance, that which is folly, that which is foolishness, that which is stupid, that which is nonsensical, illogical, pathological, is what most people pay so much attention to. That they prefer to poison their cells as a sense of entitlement and exercising their degrees of what they think is freedom and personal choice. Free will, as they say. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that there is absolute law that allows us to stand. And I find it very interesting that people are so happy to be killing themselves. But then when death comes a knocking and the doctors are giving up on you and you're on these medications and whatnot, then all of a sudden you want to live. I don't get it. But I'm encouraging you to realize that the path of life is yours. With each and every beat of your heart, with every breath, with every step, that you would never have a greater opportunity than in each and every now moment to exalt a full life's urge, to come to a point and place where you don't mind being completely cleared and cleansed, and you're praying and asking and knocking for the discipline. You want to go through the process of your clearing and cleansing, reversing any kind of issue that have already crystallized in your tissues as sickness, illness, disease, and gout, and heart disease, and arthritis, and rheumatism, and sarcoidosis, and obesity, and diabetes, and all of these things. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that we do not have the right to kill ourselves. We do not have the right to be inebriated, intoxicated, and violated. Because when you are violating yourself, then there is no real way that you can truly walk in the fullness of who you are. There's no way that you can truly honor that which you all refer to as God when you are disregarding and disrespecting the gift that it has given you as this point of its own very presence. And every atom and every cell of your being is completely animated, completely permeated, completely penetrated by its own absolute and supreme intelligence. It matters that we come to that point and place where we care to honor life. Because nobody can justify why it is you would not. And the fact that we have so many people who feel entitled to kill, that there's multi-trillion dollar business in the industry of death, sickness, illness, disease, degradation, heart, you understand, body parts and all of this stuff is the evidence that we need to rise completely up. Because we have an individual contribution to make. We have contributions to make as families, as communities, as nations, and our generations. And our children that we need to be in a place and space where we understand that these babies do not have 20 years to be out of order and to try to figure out what's going on. They don't have that kind of time. For us to have 30-some-year-olds who are dying from breast cancer and uterine cancer and all of this, it is hideous. That there's a cosmic trust that we were given as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to honor life and to perpetuate life and to be the hands that guide and facilitate and cultivate the generations of us, because we will never have anything greater than ourselves. And it seems that it would be really illogical and impossible for people to treat their cars better than they treat their children, better than they treat their own bodies. That it would seem impossible for there to be a multi-million-dollar company that produces products marketed to children that have absolutely nothing nutritional, nothing. And to have other ones who are marketing it, advertising it, promoting it, producing it, distributing it, it would seem that we would have sense enough to realize that a people who kill their children are a people who are destined to die. And to be glib about having to die from something. And so therefore you justify bringing anything and everything to bear in terms of all of the doors that you could open or that would open to lead to get you off the planet through this thing called death. We are in need of a resurrection. And the resurrection is not about going to the graveyard and pulling those whose bodies have been rotting for a while and speaking words to them and having them pop up. That's not the resurrection. The resurrection is those who have been numbed and dumbed and inebriated and intoxicated and filled to the brim with the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, MSG. Those who are really dead are those who have not awakened to the reality that they are these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is everywhere present and that we are already immortal by virtue of being these points of its presence. To come away from the dead, to resurrect the dead, is to be in a place where you are facilitating and inspiring and motivating and uplifting and cultivating and enhancing and speaking to the light and the consciousness in these bodies, because the spirit of the living God is still there. It may be oppressed and suppressed. It may be dumbed down and inebriated, but it's still there. And where we are now requires us to care, to have the power to speak and have it be, to come to a point where we can see it and achieve it, to be in a place and space where we are the gods and goddesses walking, that we are here to lay foundation for the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, because there is nothing guaranteed success except that. And every beating heart, every breathing being, every seeing eye is obliged to exalt life. And those who are generating a livelihood and legislating, perpetuating, facilitating, spreading death, those sins will be visited upon your children and your grandchildren. We have to come to understand there is absolute law. It's now time for us to do the damage control, to be in a place and space where you understand that there is no amount of money, and regardless of how much ink they use and how nice the plates are and that they produce the paper with and whatnot, it's paper. Whatever denomination of bill it is still paper. It comes from trees. It is man-made. It has no value except for that which we agree upon and that which we are able to get for it. We can't eat it when we're hungry. It can't revivify us when we're dying. We have to come to that place and space where we are really respecting the intelligence of existence and the spirit and the presence of God that walks and talks and has its being with us, in us, and as us. There is no better moment than this now moment to really examine yourself as to what it is you're living for. What do you really want? How do you really want to walk this walk? Do you want the rest of your life to be the best of your life? What is your legacy? Who are you really? What are you here to do? If you don't begin to really question yourself, nobody can serve you on a silver platter. You have already been given the gift, and you are gifted with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. This is our common unity. And people say, oh, well, we need to come together. We're already together with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We are sharing this now moment of eternity. We have the opportunity to respond correctly and directly in any now moment. What do you want? Because you are the gods and the goddesses that dwell in those temples. What you say goes. And if you ain't saying it, then it ain't happening. Where you are in degrees of quiet desperation and concern and insecurity about your health, about your finances, about your children, about your family, or whatever, you have the opportunity to claim the order, to call the peace, to be in that stillness and see yourself whole, to be the answer, to bring the solution, to be the order. It's not based upon what anybody else says for you. I realized many years ago as a teenager that there's nothing that I could really give anybody, because everybody has already been given so much. That is the blessedness of being with each and every breath. Nobody can add anything to us that is greater than who and what we already are. There is no amount of money, no amount of circumstance, no amount of situation, no fame, no fortune, nothing that is greater than who and what we already are but naked. These people have us in a place where we have no value for ourselves. And that's what has to change. To get proper perspective, to put your values in place. See, where your values are in place, where you are in harmony with the will of existence and the laws of existence, that's where your prosperity flows, is where you are investing in yourself, in new blood, because the new blood allows for the harmony of and the wholeness of your spirit. Because the methodology of oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. Those forces of divisiveness have instituted the death industries so that we are divided within ourselves, so that there is no harmony, peace, and love and joy. They don't think that there's money in it. There is so much prosperity in lawfulness, in loving, in honoring. There is no real wealth outside of it. They got the people duped into thinking that they have no value, except they go and get certified and degreed and licensed, and they're able to go to work every day and work jobs, perpetuating a system that perpetuates death. And where everybody puts their money into this big pot called the lotto and the lottery and all of this, and we got all of these people homeless. We got all of these people out here because the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death have sucked these people dry. There's very little of them left. And the people are so impoverished that you just completely give so much, $20, $30, $40, $50 at a time, buying a chance to get this big jackpot. And you never took the time to cultivate the truth of yourself, the wealth of yourself, the light of yourself, the gift that you should be, not based upon your money, but based upon who you are as this point of the presence of the absolute. We're in now a moment where we really need to get it right. Why? Because you will soon be leaving this planet. There's no way to stay where there's no commitment to being. Those who have no commitment to life, they have no commitment to existence, they have no commitment to the laws of existence, there's no way that you can stay. But then the other aspect of it is that where in the hell are you going to go? When everything is in order and cosmic law and universal law is always in full effect, there's no place for the lawlessness. We're in a now moment that requires us to man up and woman up and be real, real folk, to consciously commit to the process of our empowerment, so that we are not complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with the genocide, global depopulation, and sitting around doing everything other than the right thing. Let that not be the contribution that we're making to society and to the planet. We have so much available to us in this now moment. And for whatever we see and whatever we don't see, there is an infinitude that lies beyond us. And the infinity of possibilities means that for whatever we can think, particularly where it is of value, particularly where we are centered in exalting a full life's urge, particularly where we are caring to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are completely realigned and restored in the integrity of that which we each are, as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, we should not be dying here. We are the beneficiaries of the gifts, the sacrifices, the ingenuity, the intelligence, the labor, the life forces, the creativity, the music, the messages, the inventions. It's all so divine. But those entities that I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat industry, the dairy industry, the sugar industries, the alcohol, the tobacco, the chicken industry, the sea creature industries, that these ones are responsible for all of the filth and the disease and the pollution of this entire planet. But people make those companies work, and people support those industries. And for the billions of dollars, the trillions of dollars that are being generated in debt, then understand that those ones are truly on the path of death. And if this is what you've been participating in willingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, it doesn't matter. The issue is there is still the light of absolute and supreme intelligence that is you. And I'm reminding you that we're not here to throw ourselves away. We're not here to be the compost and fodder of a global machinery that uses and abuses and wastes people. We're not here to participate with this. And at some point, I pray that you are ever more inspired, ever more thoughtful, ever more considerate, ever more contemplative and reflective, ever more repentive, ever more intensely intentional in walking in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity under the authority of absolute law, which is absolute love, so that you and all of those who love you and all of those that you love will be able to stand forward and be counted in the rising, the realignment, the restoration, the reattunement, the edification, and the remembrance of those who are the children of light, the children of love, the children of truth, the children of infinite possibilities. This is our time, and you would not be here unless you had something valuable to contribute. On behalf of the legacy of the lineages that you represent, on behalf of those who have come before us, those who couldn't come, those who wouldn't come, those who preferred to die than come, those that we didn't allow to come, and those who have yet to come, let us live. Let us live. Let us live for life. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WFG, Atlanta.
Good evening. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch. And this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with For the Millions by Abiodun Omoyele. and Del Jones's Slave Ship, Urban Avenue 31, If the Ocean Had a Voice, and Del Jones' Genocide. For those of you who are tuning into Monday Night Watch for the very first time, I pray that you are inspired enough to join me here every Monday as well as Thursday nights. Mondays from midnight to 6, Thursday nights from midnight to 3. And for those of you who are listening via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your technology towards your greater good with your phone apps, thank you for doing that. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency anytime that I'm speaking, I am so very grateful and so very appreciative of your caring to hear that which I'm bringing forward, caring to respond appropriately, correctly, and directly in this now moment. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who make sure that I'm all right, I'm so grateful for you. Wouldn't be who I am without you. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming with a full heart to prayerfully inspire, to motivate, to mentally stimulate your thinking about where we are in this now moment and what is required of us, having been given such a precious gift that is life, that is heartbeat, that is breath, that is legacy and inheritance by virtue of the lineages that we represent. I always am in prayer to become more of all that I am as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, so that I'm able to stimulate and invoke and call forth the more that you each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it is the gift that each of us can celebrate with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And this is what constitutes our wholeness, and it constitutes our harmony and our unity that is already in effect. We each have been gifted life for the express purpose of rejoicing, delighting, celebrating the gift of life and coming into greater and greater degrees of personal integrity in our own authenticity, with the opportunity to use each and every day to call for and invoke the strength, the truth, the talents, the abilities, the inheritance that we've received through the lineages that we represent. And those gifts are in us. Those gifts are charged in our DNA. Those gifts are to be developed, cultivated, unfolded, so that we are able to give our gifts in our lives. But it requires us to be in a place where we're committed to maturing. And maturing should be that which we have been socialized to do naturally. Maturing should be that which is the path for all beings that are born male or female in the species of Homo sapiens, humanity, humankind. We are here to exalt a full life's urge to unfold in the truth of that which we each are as progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, and whether we have children through our own loins and wombs or not, we are still obligated by virtue of the fact that there is absolute law, absolute order, and that the intelligence that has gifted itself to us has given us these gifts, not so that we can rejoice in our right to be killing ourselves, but to put ourselves in a place, in a space where it matters that we are on point with life itself, doing what all life does, exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, rejoicing and walking in harmony with all that is. And it matters that we have a value for what the gift is. It matters that we are reoriented as a result of the miseducational system and the religious training systems that have turned the people into sheeple and have put us in a place and space where we are so confused and so fearful and so doubtful and so faithless and whatnot that we would prefer to follow those who have shown that they really don't know, as opposed to trusting those who do. And being in a place where you're oriented towards the truth so you can recognize the truth when you hear the truth. But where we are now is that people are hearing the truth and they are still following the lie. They're hearing the truth and they're not responding appropriately to the truth. They are not oriented from a place of knowing that they are in need of that which provides them with the opportunity to get some leverage over a world-conquering system that is intended to depopulate, undermine, sow you in vice so you're disconnected from the line of light that you should have with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul. To be in a place and space where you are thinking that your success in life is based upon the jobs that you hold and the position in these companies that you are promoted to and the amount of money that you're generating and the tax bracket that you're in, or how many people know your name and sing your songs or whatever. But we're in a place where, yes, we have many things that we could do, many opportunities, many paths that we could walk. But everything is still about the gift of life and being properly oriented as living beings and not in a place where we are throwing the most precious gift that we've been given, throwing it in the trash, throwing it down the toilets, throwing it everywhere, so that by the end of this life, whether it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years of matriculating upon the class of Earth residency that you did not pass with flying colors because you preferred to choose the way that led to death. And most people are under the illusion that we're supposed to be dying from something. And it is one of the most hideous thoughts that we're supposed to be dying when we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that never dies. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which is the substance of being and presence and intelligence that has everything in existence, from the stars and the galaxies and the solar systems and all of these worlds and realms and whatnot. There is nowhere where it is not. And we all have so much of it, and the spark of life and light that we are, we should be caring to be blazing as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. Why would we be participating in anesthetizing, inebriating, intoxicating ourselves so that we're dumbed down and stupefied, that we are not able to exalt a full life's urge because we're having too much fun killing ourselves? That's the trick. And so those who are the profiteers, erroneously profiting. They think they can prosper, but the reality of it is that because we are immersed in nothing but absolute law, you understand there is no prosperity that you can have when you work towards the detriment of anyone or anything. There is no prosperity that you can have when you do not have light enough, love enough, commitment enough to take care of yourselves, to honor the intelligence of your own being, to really respect and reverence the reality that your body systems function perfectly by virtue of the design of this infinite and supreme intelligence. You recognize and acknowledge the mechanical functioning of your car, and you respect that more than you respect the divinity of your own being. That's a trick. And we see all of these ones who think that they're so this and they so that, they so cute and they so that, and they just don't have a clue as to what the true essence of their real beauty is. They haven't touched it yet. They're dwelling in vanity. You understand that we have to come to a place and space where we really have a value and a vision for the truth of ourselves and what it looks like and how we would function and how our children and our grandchildren should be in the path of progression, so that our generational wealth is being cultivated and developed and each generation is more dynamic than the last, bringing forward the integrity of that which was the thought that that the Creator imbued with that lineage in giving it and gifting them so much of itself. Its talents, its skills, its ability, its ingenuity, its creativity, its genius. There is nothing that we have that is ours. In truth, that is not a gift from the intelligence of existence. And so to get beyond all of the divide and conquer frequencies and energies, then we have to stop identifying ourselves based upon the books that we've read, based upon the curriculums that we've studied, based upon the jobs that we've worked, based upon the people that we have married and slept with and whatnot. We have to come to identify ourselves based on the absolute truth of that which we already are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence. That is all there is existence itself. You understand? Because when you accept and know that you at this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then you want to hold yourself to a standard of functioning supremely intelligently in any circumstance and situation. And to know that there is no circumstance and situation that should affect you to the degree to which you will kill yourself or anybody else. Or anesthetize yourself, inebriate, intoxicate yourself, violate yourself. You understand, feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manner of artificial colored, artificial flavored, MSG laden, white sugar sweetened, aspartame laden, Splenda, and all of this other stuff that is truly unrecognizable as anything substantive. And this is why we are seeing so many of our family, global family, filled with all manners of toxicity and holding it as excess weight on their body frames. And then people will say, well, I'm big boned. I'm saying, well, your bones may be long, but they're never that thick. That's just the evidence of you eating that which your body, designed by God, does not recognize as food, because that was made by man. And coming to that point in place where we are consistently mindful in acknowledging the intelligence of existence, and know that for whatever the issue may be, whatever the problem may be, whatever, there's always solution. You understand, there's always a right solution, and not a solution that is fit for one something, but the solution that is in the best interest of the whole of us. And so when you are properly oriented towards caring to be whole within yourself, no longer divided within yourself as this individual point of absolute and supreme intelligence, you should be in a place and space where you are exalting a full life's urge. You do nothing to undermine yourself or yourselves. You stand in the acknowledgement of the divinity of life itself and the reality of being present in sacred space wherever you are. See, the difference that creates the different socioeconomic statuses, the difference in the quality and the integrity of the being is all about the difference in the thought and the care and the discipline and the focus and the faith and the consistency and the persistence. You understand, the path of success, regardless of what you're going to be successful in, is the same. You understand, in order to be successful in becoming who you are is this point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, you have to have a commitment to doing that work. To be successful in the music industry, to be successful as a professional golfer, a professional bowler, professional billiard player, professional anything, you have to be committed to doing it, to mastering it, to be able to think about it. You have to understand it. And it's the same in terms of the true success that is needed, where we each are completely committed to unfolding in the fullness of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. You understand? So for those who would prefer to be niggas and hoes and pimps and prostitutes and inmates and convicts and Democrats and all Republicans and all of this, and take that as your identity, or atheists or agnostics or whatever, you understand, all of that is temporary based upon what you perceive, what you see, or what you don't see at that time. But your identity as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence cannot be denied. The issue is, will you accept it? Those who have taken responsibility to orient you towards what life is should have taken the responsibility to nurture you and nourish you with real food, that which promotes optimum cellular functioning, as opposed to feeding you the flesh of dead animals in little Gerber baby bottles, jars on the shelf. You understand that we have to come to a point in place where we understand that a system of capitalization where it is not centered from the perspective of being human and knowing that humanity is obligated by the cosmic trust in being to exalt life, to perpetuate life, and the order that is consistent in the fulfillment of law. But when you have governments that ignore that and they allow for the institutionalization of stupidity and criminality and all of that, and then think that they can profit off of it, then you have a bunch of people who are just absolutely insane and stupid, because it's stupid to think that money makes it worthwhile to be killing people. You understand? It's a stupid thought. You understand? It constitutes the error. You understand? It exemplifies the error that there is in thinking, and as opposed to admitting that you are in error as a result of the massive unfoldment of so much sickness, illness, disease, despair, degradation, suicide, homicide, genocide, incarceration, rape, and all of this, which is the evidence that somebody is not properly aligned in living, because you would not have all of this going on if the people were properly nurtured and nourished as beings directly, as opposed to being commodity and being consumers and being, you know, those who could be marketed to, you understand, and psychologically and behaviorally modified so that they are no longer exalting a full life's urge, that they are no longer doing that which is truly in their own best interest, that they have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to be enslaved to appetites and desires that are not healthy for the progression of their longevity or their clarity or their true maturation and maturity. We have to come to a point and place where it matters to us how we walk in this life. It matters to us how we stand. It matters to us that we have the quality of thought that lays foundation for the progressive unfoldment and the proper orientation for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and all of the other ones that we have responsibility for, as them having been gifted to us, not to be able to just poison them. You understand? For McDonald's and Burger King and all of them to tout how many millions and billions of burgers that they've sold, but then they don't want to take responsibility for the millions of babies that they've undermined and children that have been negatively and perversely affected by the onslaught of hormones and chemicals and whatnot that have been saturated in their bodies as a result of them being commercially sublimated to feel as though they have to have this in order to have fun, that they have to be eating fast food hamburgers and french fries and sodas and whatnot in order to have fun, that Happy Meals made with mad cows and pissed off chickens and traumatized fish constitutes a happy meal. And those who advertise this garbage, whether they're progressive marketing geniuses coming out of Spelman and Morehouse and Harry and Howard or whatever, it doesn't even matter. The issue is that we should have sense enough to be in a place and space where we will apply ourselves wholeheartedly to our Creator in order to be our most successful selves, our most dynamic selves, our most whole and heartfelt, loving, creative, dynamic, masterful, integritous, compassionate, merciful, forgiving, and truly exemplifying the truth of who we are as the children of God. This now moment in which we're living is so potent, it's so auspicious, because we have people all over the world who are tired of being oppressed. And we should really, it should be a frequency and energy now. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, but we should be offended by all of the garbage, all of the pollution, all of the sickness, the illness and disease and whatnot. And we should really, as a global reality, just demand that there are no European men who should be governing us, when they have already shown that they really do not have a commitment to light. They have no commitment to wisdom. They have no commitment to the wholeness of existence and perpetuating the wholeness of existence. If they had that, then it wouldn't be an issue. But because we've had so many and they continue to exalt their personal agendas, they continue to compromise the good of the people and the good of the earth for their own profit. And for their own auspices, they are not consciously recognizing the duty, obligation, and responsibility, if you will be in leadership, if you will be governing, to do so by virtue of having a proper orientation with the will of existence and the ways of existence and that which is fulfillment in the law that governs existence itself. Money does not justify your wickedness. Money does not justify why it is that you will destroy and pollute the bodies and the hearts and of the people, as well as destroy the integrity of the functioning of the earth for your own selfish gain. And then we should accept you as leadership when you are leading everybody straight to hell in all of this incarceration and all of this bastardization and all of this rape and all of this distortion and dysfunction, because you are murderous and you are liars. And we really have no responsibility, duty, or obligation to accept you as leadership. But it would require us to realize that the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, the cigarette industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, and all of these things that are creating the disease, that these are your businesses. And the people who partake of these things will complain about the ineffectiveness of your service, the ineffectiveness of your policies, how you continue to work against the people, but then they support you with every dime and every dollar that they have because they will buy and support your corporate entities and your corporate deities of death. In order for us to have leverage in this now moment, in order for us to truly do that which is ours to do, we have to stop participating in a political process that has no commitment towards the order of existence, the laws of existence, or that which constitutes the proper realignment and the healing and the wholeness of the people, as well as the sanctity and the sacredness of life and the creatures of this planet. We're in a now moment of eternity where we each have responsibility to raise completely up, where we each have gifts that are ours to give. We each have been so blessed with the legacy that is in our DNA, our inheritance, our heritage, which constitutes the truth of our generational wealth. We each have duty, obligation, and responsibility to no longer be complicit and complacent with our own genocide, annihilation, and our premature demise. We each have duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt a full life's urge to care, to be corrected, and to want to be in harmony with the whole of existence and do that which is ours to do on a daily basis to promote optimum cellular functioning through the clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, rebirth, regeneration, revitalization, so that we stand in the light of the truth of the all that we truly are as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is the only real path of our liberation, the only real way of deliverance and salvation, and that which constitutes our resurrection, where we are doing our due diligence to cleanse the temples of God so that the spirit of the living God, the truth of the living God, the light and wisdom of the living God, and the essences of God can be completely re-enthroned as and harmonized with the spirits that we are within these body temples for the exaltation of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, creativity, self-mastery, and conscious immortality. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.